So the learning today should be a schos ilu nishma sadech avach chaim elaz ben shem shenaryeh, as well as a schos for an ilu nishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion. Supposed to be a schos for fu shleim of chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka chaim dal ben Menorachu chanalei b'shei d'rochel nabadatim ben Peril, as well as a schos for all those in the makom sakana Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So last time we started das, we talked about that the most important thing that a person has to know is that he doesn't know, that there's a lack of understanding. And now we continue on page 464. We said that that is, the less you know, the better you are. We said that is with regards to Milei, that's with regards to Gashmius. Here, I'm continuing on page 464. It says, V'zeh b'milei d'shmayo, that this is important for matters of Shemayim. Meaning for spiritual growth, it's important that you understand that you don't know. Avo b'milei d'alma, when it comes to worldly matters, when it comes to gashmius, Yosef das, Yosef increased knowledge will be. So it's the opposite of what I said. That in gashmius, the more you have awareness, the happier and better off you'll be. Yilfi hadas hayashar, because if you have a proper understanding, a makom letzdar, there's never a reason to be upset. V'lo lahakpid, or be bothered, v'lo lichais, or get angry, al shem davar sheba'olam, on anything that happens. Mi shadas kana daim eloi, kilu eino chaser klum. Because if he has proper understanding regarding gashmius, he's always going to feel like he is not missing anything. Kilu hayaloi ha'aretz meloya, it's as if he has the entire world to himself. Yakol hevel ros ruach, because if he really has das in gashmius, he's going to recognize that everything is really unimportant and fleeting in nature. And everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the best. So why would a person ever get angry or annoyed or feel frustrated or feel like he's missing something? If he has that knowledge, so then he understands that everything God does is for the best, and I have whatever I need. And therefore, it's like you have the whole world because you have everything you need to be successful in life. Now that we see that everything depends on a person's understanding, a person has to push himself to get further understanding by asking advice, reading svarim and hearing shiurim from Tamidei Chachamim with regards to areas of your life. And this sign should be in your hand. When you realize you know nothing, that's when you can be sure that you have a proper level of understanding. When you realize your faults and your failings, so when you come to that recognition, that's when you've come to a proper recognition. But and this is the tefillah that everybody should be saying, and the kavanah that they have is that a smart person realizes he doesn't know, and so every day he's asking Hashem to grant him knowledge. Because even though he's a very smart and well-read person and well-rounded person, but he understands that there's still a lot that he needs to learn. So we ask Hashem to bestow upon us chachma, wisdom, vadas, and understanding, so that we can figure out the proper path to go on, and the things that we should be doing, what we should do without skipping it. Also, with regards to money and protecting your health, you need understanding. It says, through knowledge, the chambers will become filled. Wisdom preserves the life of the ones that have it. Even though it says, that the wise people will not always have bread, meaning they won't always have parnasa, it says a novel, an evil person who is full of bread, which seems to say that sometimes, which seems to indicate that wealth has nothing to do with wisdom. You can have a novel, you can have a Rasha who's very wealthy, and you can have a tzaddik who's very poor. And there's other types of sukkim that contradict each other. Shloisha mina gzeres yesh, is that there's three types of gzeres regarding a person. So he's giving us now a klal, a general rule with regards to a person's position and a person's success in this world. Lepa'amim, sometimes, nigzor alav dafka shehe asher alav nemar af maraimim. Sometimes there's a decree in Shemayim that a person should be wealthy. And about such a person, the pasuk says, af maraimim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevates, which means What does that mean, Tachlis? It is a gzeira. That even if a person tries whatever he can to waste away his money or to get rid of his money, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue to give him more and more. And the same thing, if there's a gzeira that a person will be healthy, then even if you put yourself in danger and even if you don't take care of yourself, if you go in water, you won't be washed away. If you walk in fire, you won't be burned. So if there are certain people with this gzeira, no matter what you do, God is going to give it to you. Then nigzar love shehe ani, and he says similarly, if there was a gzeira that a person should be poor, or he should die, or he should be afflicted with suffering, even if he exerts himself and gets a whole bunch of advice and the smartest people in the world helping him, it's not going to matter. And you can't change the decree of Shemayim that you'll be in that situation, that you'll be poor, that you'll be sick, that you'll be unsuccessful. In gufo yia shomer, and if there's a decree that your body will be spared, meaning that you have to die, in gufo shav shakat shomer, it doesn't help to be vigilant and try to guard against it. You can't change the decree of Shemayim, and all the hope of a person is maggots, meaning it's worthless. You could put all the tachpulos you want. You could take all the vaccines, or if you're from the other way, you take no vaccines and you let nature run its course, right? You do everything you can to try to get in one direction or the other direction in terms of preserving life. But at the end of the day, Shlomo Melech says that your feet are a shomer to get you where you need to be. At the end of the day, you're going to be where you're supposed to be, and you're going to pass away, and there's nothing you can do to stop it if that is the gzeira from Shemayim. So that is category number one. We'll stop here. We're going to see tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, that there are two more categories of people and their circumstances in life.